New York City health officials say a resident there has been diagnosed with a dangerous new strain of the AIDS virus. The strain is resistant to three of the four classes of drugs used to weaken the virus and delay the onset of AIDS. The man was infected during sex, which raises concern about the possibility that the strain will spread. Joining us now is New York City Health Commissioner Thomas Frieden. Dr. Frieden, can you tell me more about this man who's been diagnosed and how he's doing?
What we've seen is someone who, for many years, was sexually active, male in his 40s, who has sex with other males, but had remained uninfected by HIV. He began using crystal methamphetamine, or crystal meth. He had unsafe sex in October of 2004, began feeling ill in November, and by December was diagnosed with HIV. By January, he had a severely compromised immune system. This is obviously a tremendous concern because it combines a very highly resistant strain of HIV with a very rapidly progressive strain of HIV. And it's a really an important wake-up call that we may be getting to an area where treatment is less effective.
That's much more rapid progression from HIV to AIDS than is normally seen. Is that correct?
That's right. In most cases, it takes more than 10 years between infection to illness. In this case, it appears to have been 2 or 3 months, or at most 20 months, because he had a negative HIV test in 2003.
What are you doing now after this diagnosis as health commissioner?
A series of things. Around this case, we're doing partner notification in a social network manner. So we're trying to identify everyone who may have been exposed and getting them into care with the offer of testing and treatment. So it's an outbreak control method. We're also strengthening our monitoring system so that we can identify whether any other cases like this have occurred and, moving forward, whether they do occur in the coming months. We also do want to emphasize to patients, persons living with HIV/AIDS, that the vast majority of people with AIDS have susceptible strains or strains that are affected by the drugs, and so it's very important to take medications. This case doesn't say you shouldn't take medicines, just the opposite. It makes it all the more important to take medications.
What do you believe is the worst case scenario here?
Well, you can always paint in your mind worst case scenarios. If the infection gets a widespread toehold there, it could not only spread widely in that community, but also among people who use injection drugs, also among women and others. So it's certainly of great concern that there could be widespread dissemination of this very rapidly progressive, very highly resistant strain. But we're hopeful that with rapid detection and intervention, we'll be able to avoid that.
Thomas Frieden is the health commissioner of New York City. Thank you very much.
Thank you.